If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Dave Massa from Radon Reduction Systems and Mr. Floor Igor Morak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. It's still cold outside. It's warming up. You know, we're sick when 19 sounds like warm. So let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Jeremy, it's a miracle I'm here.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I've been up all night.
You know we're going to hear, like, a whole story about
this. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I got a half a bottle of my Lanta in me.
Yeah?
And you blew us off for breakfast.
That's okay.
So, Jessica.
Sorry.
I had club soda instead of coffee.
What's going on?
So, I got gastro problems.
With lime.
Sure.
There was no lime, which kind of upset me. So I'm just letting you know.
Other hosts would have called off. You're just going to...
I'm dehydrated.
Go straight through the 3 hours.
I'm working on a half a
bottle. Our listeners appreciate that.
Vanilla Mylanta.
Vanilla?
Delicious.
Okay. Ew.
Especially like at 11:30 at night, and then again at 3:30.
Wow.
And then again right before you get in your car.
You're incredible.
I got a half a bottle.
A man of people.
I should get a sponsorship.
You should. There you go.
Sales team.
You do look a little pale.
I might pass out any second.
Sure. We're here for you.
So I'm supposed to go to a party tonight. The listener invited me over. I'm like, I don't think you want me over.
Yeah.
So if things happen here, you hear some sounds over here.
Just ignore them.
You know what's going on. Just power through.
Sounds are spells.
312-9. I don't know about this. All right, it's radio. 312-981. So if our listeners hear some grumbling,
it's my
stomach.
Got it.
312-981. But I love our listeners, and I'm just
sure
I'm making the sacrifice
Thank
and powering
you.
Through.
You're Thank
welcome. You. Man of the people. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, the phone line. We have two rookies in studio, so we're going to show them
we
how
do.
It's done.
We do.
We're going to go to Igor Morak, Mr. Floor.
Not a rookie.
And a 46-year immigrant to the United States yesterday. Right?
Yes, sir.
All right. From Russia.
46.
We have something special later in the show for you.
I can't wait.
Yep. Because I care.
Of course you care.
What are you talking about, Igor Morak, Mr. Floor?
Yeah, David, this morning we are going to be discussing what this cold snap has been doing to people's wood floors.
Okay.
It's a topic that comes up every year, but especially this year, for whatever reason, we've been in this freezer for the last, two, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
It's not been great. So we're hearing popping, gapping, creaking, snapping, you name it.
What about lifting?
We are actually seeing some.
Really?
We are,
okay.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear about that.
You know what that's called? That's actually called dry cupping.
Okay.
Where the on an engineered wood floor, the top layer actually delaminates and crawls away from the base.
No
because
way.
Because it's so dry in the home.
We never heard of that.
Well. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ironically, I mean, cupping from water. Ironically.
Yeah.
Name my clarinet team. Band.
Dry cupping.
We were huge. Eighth grade, Gemini High School.
Huge.
We killed it.
Huge.
We were killed it.
It's a shocker you didn't make it.
Yeah. If social media was out, you would be famous.
Shelly Nathan's in school. I tried out for the talent show. I got cut every year. The dry cuppers didn't make the cut.
Dry cuppers.
For phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach you?
Give us a call directly, please, at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
David Massa, Radon Man. You helped my in-laws out. Sold their home. Did a test, and there was radon, and they came in, did a bang-up job. We'll talk about that later. It's radon. Last month was National Radon Month.
This is the last day. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You made it on the show just in time.
Just in time.
So we're talking about that, I would assume?
Yes, sir. So we're going to be, number one, thank you for having us on the show.
Oh, you'll pay.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So my name's Dave. My wife, Vicky, and I own Radon Reduction Systems Incorporated in Naperville. an Illinois State licensed radon contractor since 1991. And we're here today to talk about radon. There's a lot of highly intelligent people that don't even know what it is. We fix homes, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later. Please call in with some great questions.
Phone number?
630-357-9474 or theradonman.com.
And we talked about a lady in Skokie at breakfast who passed away, and they because of radon, which wow. You would have heard about if you showed up to breakfast, both of you.
Or listen to the news, or one of the two.
No, this was a couple of years ago, so if you listened to the news 10 years ago, you would have picked up on
it. I didn't.
Probably not. So we'll go over that later.
Yeah, thank you.
Jessica Genovese, we have a new restoration company for our fine radio station. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you because our listeners are still experiencing broken pipes. My chiropractor, I went to see him. As you could tell, I'm in peak physical shape. You know, he puts a lot of work into me. Lucky I'm standing up. Without him, I'd be bent over like a hunchback.
Sure.
He showed me pictures. I was there last weekend. The prior week when it was Arctic, pipe broke in his commercial space. Flooded the entire basement.
Wow.
So there you go.
I mean, a pipe burst is almost just as bad as a house fire. You're demoing almost the entire inside of the house, you know, when you have that much water that's flown through. So we're really excited to be here. Aloha Restoration. I'm the general manager here, and we specialize in mold, water, and fire damage. We are a one-stop shop, so not only do we clean up the mess and fix everything, we actually come back and build it back for you, too. So just a one-stop shop, full-service restoration company.
Phone number?
847-865-5664.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
What's up, buddy?
Isn't that weird that that's your voice? How do you get your voice like that?
Clothing. Very tight clothing.
Got it. Okay.
Specific areas are more tighter than others.
Obviously.
And a lot of medication.
So you're not feeling well. I'm sorry to hear that. Well. We had a listener already say that...
Ginger ale.
And they said a prayer for you, which is just beautiful. So
I appreciate that.
You need all the prayers you could get, really, in all fairness.
I'll take whatever anybody wants to
do. I'm just here for listeners. Any questions that Lou didn't go over or answer for you, we're here to help. If you have a home, if you have questions, we're here to help answer any questions.
Megapros.com.
Is your mom listening?
Judy? Maybe a little bit. She's leaving today. She's leaving Mexico today to come to this cold weather. I don't know why.
Why?
I'm confused, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she says she's excited about it. I'm also confused about
it. She's drunk.
She's never had. Yeah. It's been like 15 years since she spent February in Illinois.
She misses you.
Yeah. I doubt it. Grandkids. She misses the grandkids.
We actually have a customer that a pipe did burst. Ouch. And I
gone?
Think she has property in Hawaii.
Sure.
So it's really funny. She hired Aloha Restoration.
Nice.
And she's staying in Hawaii while we're doing
that's good.
The
I like
cleanup.
That. I like that.
So
it lines up.
I told her, like, you could just stay there and enjoy the weather. We'll deal with the mess over here.
And when she comes back, and you go and check out her apartment there or condo just to make sure everything's working properly.
Yeah, you got to do that.
It's a full service.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Hang on to Omega.
Megapros.com.
All right, we got a packed mailbag. Lots of going on here. We have a new Fed chair has been announced by our president, President Trump. We'll go over his qualifications and his expertise after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Centegard Plumbing, Jeremy. You know them well.
I do. Only plumber that I trust as well.
Yep. To touch
your pipes.
My pipes that are in my house.
Sure.
You kind of screwed that up.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. We have Judy calling in. She would like to know my chiropractor. Ben, what was the question from Judy? What was the comment from Judy?
Judy from Chicago wants to know who your chiropractor is.
Josh Aiken, A-K-I-A-K-I. A-K, it's the Mylanta.
It's the Mylanta.
A-K-I-N. He's got a facility up in Winnetka, I believe that's what it is, or Kenilworth, somewhere up there, Winnetka, where Winnetka meets Kenilworth, off of Green Bay Road, and a facility and office downtown in Chicago. So, Judy, he's fantastic. He does tremendous work. He's great. 312-981-720. Let's get to the mailbags. Mailbag. Mortgage interest rate rose last week for the first time in a month, pushing overall mortgage demand down 8.5%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. The high that are leading to refinance applications fell 16% from the prior week.
So if you're in the mortgage business,
that's not good.
It's not good. Right. Got it. Okay.
If you're in the mortgage business, you want the president to maybe stay off a microphone for about 30 days.
Is that possible?
I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't think so either.
Hasn't, not during his first administration so far, not during the first year of this administration. Not making anything. I'm just bringing out points. When the president came out with his Liberation Day that he thought was the greatest thing with the tariffs, the mortgage rates were on a nice glide plane into the fives. And as soon as he showed his little props out there in the Rose Garden, mortgage rates shot up to the sevens.
Are they mid-sixes now?
They're in the mid-sixes. We were in the low sixes, heading to the fives again.
So now we're mid-sixes.
Until he went to Switzerland and told everybody that they're a bunch of jerk-offs.
Sure.
Okay, and you're stupid, and the world leaders are dumb except him. And that we single-handedly won World War II.
Wow.
And yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, revisionist history.
A lot of stuff.
And the Europeans and the bond traders that buy our yield, treasuries didn't like that. And whoop.
Smart.
Interest rates went up.
Smart.
So we got that going for us.
Okay.
Rocket mortgages in the news.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it positive, Negi?
It's positive for me, negative for them.
Okay, get it.
A group of home buyers has filed a class action lawsuit against Rocket Companies and its affiliated businesses, alleging, okay, just reading off of some information I printed off the website, the World Wide Web, alleging illegal practices that steered borrowers into Rocket mortgages and increased home buying costs. What have I been saying?
Yeah.
There's
like a bait and switch that happens.
They got higher closing costs.
Yeah.
Because they quote you low rates, and the only way you're going to get, you know, buy get three windows free and buy one, get three free is if you pay four times the amount for the first window.
Thank you.
All right.
That's true.
You're welcome.
Yep.
The lawsuit filed, by the way, January 26th of this year, claims Rocket and his partners pressured real estate agents to direct clients to Rocket Mortgage even when better loan options were available. Potentially. According to this article, I'm reading, Rocket Lawyers. Okay, I'm reading right off the sheet of paper.
I see it.
Okay. Counsel, chief counsel.
Sure.
Potentially violating federal law and agents' fiduciary duties. Rocket strongly denies these allegations, calling them a repeat of previously dismissed claims. The suit focuses on Rocket's home referral network, which allegedly requires agents to pay high referral fees and steer borrowers toward Rocket loans to keep receiving these leads, limiting consumer's choice. It was filed under RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Protection Act. The case seeks damages and court orders to stop the practice and could include borrowers who used Rocket as far back as 2019. So what does that mean? That means in order to get leads from Rocket, realtors have to feed the beast.
Sure.
So as long as Rocket is getting fed by realtors to get business, they'll continue getting leads. One hand washes the other, and that's what the alleged lawsuit that was filed in, I think, up in the Western Michigan.
It sounds like a repeat, too. So apparently there may or may not be a pattern here, question mark.
You know what? You know how many federal lawsuits filed against us for steering we have against Team Hochberg? Go. Take
I'm going to go with less than zero.
Yes, that's correct. So Rocket Mortgage has that, and you'll probably be hearing a commercial about that coming up soon.
Wow.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We have a, by the way, I want to welcome Kara, who's listening intently right now to our show. She works in Tony Preckwinkle's office. She's a senior director of communication in Tony Preckwinkle's office. We had a nice conversation, respectful conversation the other day about said Tony Preckwinkle, the Cook County Board president, to come on the show. Their concern is that I might be hostile to our president of Cook County.
Hmm.
And I allegedly said some negative things about her that I can't stand her or might hate her guts, which I don't recall. And I said it could be true. I'm sure they've got something of me saying that. And I asked them to please send it to me so I could listen to it and put some context behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to welcome Kara to the show. We're working out. We're negotiating for the Cook County Board president to come on the show to do an interview. I had her opponent on. There was no negotiations there. Okay, I'm like, Brendan, you want to come on the show? He's like, yeah, come on. Fritz Kagi's opponent, Patrick Hines, right? Hey, Pat, you want to come on the show? Sure. Hey, Fritz, radio silence. So we're working things out with the president's office. 45 days until the election, by the way.
Yep. St. Patty's Day, right?
St. Patty's Day. Strongly recommend everybody get involved in elections, right? You can complain about stops. stuff. But if you don't actively participate, that's why I kind
of... What was the percentage of voting again? It was like...
18% of the Cook County registered voters.
So let's get those numbers up. Regardless of who you vote for, just vote.
Doesn't matter who you vote for.
Yeah.
18% of registered voters in Cook County.
Unbelievable.
So everybody's like, my real estate taxes are high, and this sucks, and that sucks, and I'm not happy. I'm like, so get off your ass and vote.
Sure.
Okay, get up and vote. Okay? Mm-hmm. She's got her block. She's got the SEIU union, and she's got the teachers union. She's got her blocks.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you don't like what she's doing, then get up and get out to vote. It's really that simple.
Got it.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Recent layoff announcements. Listen to this. Okay? U.S. government, 307,000 jobs. Gone. UPS, 78,000 jobs. Amazon, 30,000 jobs. Intel, 25 Gs. Nissan, 20,000. Nestle, 16,000. Microsoft, 15,000. Bosch, 13,000. Dell, 12. Verizon, 13. Accenture, 11,000. Ford, 11,000. Microsoft, 7,000. Paramount, 2,000. Target, 1,800 employees. This is just all recent layoff announcements. Which the reason I'm bringing it up is that these poor people that lost their jobs are going to be shrinking their expenditures because they're nervous right now, right? They're going through a little bit of a trauma, which rightly they should because they lost their job. And I feel bad for them. But mm-hmm. they're not going to be going out and spending money on things they don't need with money they probably don't have right now, or hopefully these companies took care of them with some type of severance until they find another job. They're going to be on unemployment. So I just thought that was interesting. Just wanted to throw that out there. And we have a new Fed chair.
Okay. Words.
Words. Mylanta. I'm telling you. 11:30, 3:30, and before you get in your car. Probably overdoing
it. Yeah, I was going to say, is there like a number of usage per day?
Well, you know what? I didn't read it.
Of course you didn't.
You know, you got a roller coaster going in your tummy. You just pop the lid and you just go until you got a mouthful of stuff and you swallow and you're like.
You didn't measure it out.
I don't measure it out. Okay. I just, what's that called? You mad dog it? What's it called? Whatever it's called. I just ripped the top off, guzzled it, get a full mouth, boom. Shook it up a little bit first because, you know, a lot of stuff settles at the bottom. I want the good stuff in my body. And then I did one of these. And then I moved on. That's what I did. Shotgun. I shotgunned.
You shotgunned it?
I shotgunned. Yeah, I didn't pop awesome. A didn't pop
you didn't
a hole.
Pop the hole? Well, right. I don't think it's a shotgun. I think it's just a chug.
Okay. I chugged it.
That's generally for beer, David.
I don't drink it's beer.
Any liquid.
I drink
any
liquid Lanta. Will do.
Yeah. My Lanta.
You don't shotgun my
vanilla. It's delicious. So you just shake and bake it because you got to get the stuff off the bottom, Igor. You don't get the stuff off the bottom. It's not then your last shot is going to be like woof.
I'll take your word for it.
So, yeah. Again, you got to do the. You got to do one of those after you do
pretty
it.
Pretty good.
And you move on.
Yeah.
All right. So incoming chair Fed chair Kevin Warsh. That's spelled Warsh, and I'm glad it's not Kevin Hassett, yeah. Who's a clown show in the Trump administration rolls out every time he wants to give. It's like a puppet. It's like the administration's hand is up this guy's rear end moving his lips. So I'm glad it's not that guy because he was in the running. Here's a couple of stats for you. Youngest Fed governor in history during the 2008 financial crisis said the Fed waited too long to raise interest rates in 22. 100% right. Spot on there. So I'm digging this guy already. Said the Fed lost credibility by overstimulated post-COVID. 100% correct. People got money that shouldn't have gotten money.
Yeah, we just printed money. Didn't ask for it back.
Well, some people needed the money, but and some people didn't, but got money.
Sure.
Hence, inflation went out of control. Said quantitative easing inflates asset bubbles and worsened inequality. I don't know where he's going with that. Claims to support rules-based Fed, not discretionary policymaking, and wants a smaller Fed balance sheet and more focus on price stability. So that is our incoming Fed chairperson. We wish him well because the economy has got a lot to do with what the Fed decides to do.
Absolutely.
And this past week, they decided to keep interest rates the same. So we wish Mr. Warsh nothing but continued success in the new job when he takes over for Fed Chair Powell. That has been
The Center Guard mailbag section.
Center Guard mailbag section. And 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show. A lot of stuff going on. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Igor Mrock from Mr. Floor. I've got a special, something special for you, Igor, because I care.
I appreciate that.
Hold on. There you go. I care and I love you.
Thank you.
Professionally and a little bit personally. And just where you can love another man where it doesn't get weird. And announce it on the radio. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGM. It's for Igor and his family, his dad, mom, emigrated from Russia.
Okay.
We heard the story at breakfast. If you were there and Jessica was there, you would have heard it.
It's a great, smokes.
Great story.
Well, we could hear. I mean,
we
could you
time.
Give me the cliff
He's
notes?
He's got to be talking
cliff
about notes. Popping and jacking of cliff yeah. notes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Cliff notes.
No, we've got popping and gapping. And
yeah, we want to talk about that.
All right, fair.
Yep,
fair.
The bags were packed for 3 years, but yep.
Thank you.
Bags were packed.
Found that bags were
My
packed.
My bags were packed. I'm ready to go.
Yes. All right, Barb from Chicago real quick. I had Mr. Cooper as my servicing company, who she wrote her mortgage payments to, and they were bought out by Rocket. Do I have to worry about anything? No. Yes, Rocket Mortgage is servicing your loan. They did not originate your loan, but thank you from Buffalo Grove for listening.
We did have a texter saying, doesn't Rocket advertise on WGN now?
Well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they might.
I'm just telling you what's in the news.
That's news.
And so do I.
Yeah,
and
that is true.
And the number of lawsuits that they've had this month versus me, they're Rocket 1, Team Hochberg none.
Nice.
Number of lawsuits Team Hochberg's had since Team Hochberg's been up and running is 0.
Okay.
You can look. Right, just throwing out information.
That's good.
312-981, it's a blower, 50,000-watt blowtorch. Just want to bring people, educate people, inform people, Igor. It's what we do. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Your houses make everybody's home. When it gets ridiculous the past 2-3 weeks, everybody's homes are hurting and aching and doing crazy things and contracting because it's cold, and it's making noises. I throw that to you. What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely, David. So our phones are really ringing off the hook right now. We've been in the freezer for the last, 3 weeks. So what's happening currently inside the home is everything is contracting, right? So there's not enough humidification going on. Heating systems are running 24/7. Mm-hmm. If you have a humidifier on your system, generally speaking, the humidifier may not be able to keep up. Because the heating system is actually negating and drying out everything that humidity.
Yeah, it's going against, right?
Well, everything's absorbing it, Jeremy, right? So everything is vying for that moisture.
Including the humans inside.
Especially the humans, sure. Right? So all of your dry hands, all the lotioning that we're doing. I mean, everything that's in the home that's fibrous or organic is going to vie for that moisture.
So everything, yeah.
Elise, my beautiful, smart, charming.
Smoke show wife.
Smoke show.
Yep. Yeah,
beautiful wife. My daughter's sleeping out tonight. She's gonna sleep over. Just throwing that out there. She's got super dry skin, and it gets even worse. It's cracking. Her skin is cracking. That's how crazy it is. And we've got humidifiers in my home, right? So
you could add a. Well, I can't wait for the tip.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, the tip is this: in wood flooring, the recommendation is to try to maintain your humidity levels in your home at least 30%. If at all possible. Mm-hmm. It may not be possible because the humidification that is in our homes, again, it's trying to inject moist air into the system. The system, which is running nonstop, is drying it out, and so it's undoing it. So it is not uncommon for us to see 15% relative humidity in people's homes, 17%, well under 20. And if you're going to be under 20, your floors are going to contract, which means gaps will develop, which means noises such as popping and cracking, and if you step on the floor, all of a sudden you hear this pop, and you think you broke your ankle or something, mm-hmm. right? But it's really just the board itself that is disengaging from the tongue and groove slightly. And again, it's a temporary reaction to these lower humidity conditions, but dry hands, gaps in woodwork, all of a sudden, you've got gaps,
crown molding, trim. Molding. Those are like the best areas to
absolute
look.
Furniture, yeah. furniture. We'll start to kind of. Show signs. So the longer we stay in this cold weather, the greater possibility there is of all of this happening. So the tip really is, if you cannot achieve as close to 30% as you can, you have to install or at least set up small humidifiers that can compensate for that.
What happens if you have too much moisture in your house? Is that even possible that people have got the humidifiers going? They've got it on their furnace, and a lot of the houses right now have the smart meters, so you could see the humidity level. Smart thermostats.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. You know, my Lanta. That's going to be our safe word today.
I'm
all right?
Morphing into home improvement.
My Lanta.
I'm morphing into mortgages, home improvement, and village leadership. So I've got a lot of things going on.
Sure.
Can your house in this with all of the moisture you're pumping in to offset the heat that you're doing? Yeah. Is there anything like too much water, too much moisture in the air during the winter that our listeners have to worry about?
It's certainly possible, David. There are systems. They're actually inline systems. They inject steam directly into the system itself. And so, if you get above 30, you can get condensation forming on your windows. That's how you know it's too much.
Jessica had a comment. Jessica.
Yeah. Well, I actually see issues in houses where molds will start to grow on drywall just from because there's too much humidity, not enough ventilation in the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, our install team will actually go look at the HVAC, see if the humidity is above 35%, because that would cause, you know, mildew and mold.
Okay.
To grow.
That's why I was bringing that up.
Absolutely. We actually see that in bathrooms a lot. I don't know if you see
all
that.
The time.
So if the vent isn't evacuating that moist air from showering and bath taking, and it's a small enclosed space, we'll actually see that as well because we get called out for the neighboring room.
We get calls for mold in bathrooms all the time, and it's either due to a poor exhaust vent.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're not using green drywall in the bathroom. They're using just regular drywall, and you've got hot showers and all that moisture
building up.
So,
Is there a cause of concern that the install was done wrong? So the phone calls that you're getting, are those from new customers or previous customers where you installed the floor and they're saying like, hey, I think you guys might have installed my floor wrong because it's doing these things? Like, it's not an installation error. It's specifically just moisture. Or lack thereof.
Excellent question and very good point. So we get calls from across the board. We've got calls coming in from 100-year-old homes to floors that we installed a few months ago. So we try to educate our clients as to what to expect. Now, as David knows, and we talk about it on the show all the time, we pre-acclimate all of our flooring. Right?
Yeah.
So
can you explain that to new listeners that might not be familiar?
So it's very
Dave
very,
obviously knows.
No, of course.
Dave knows.
Pre-acclimation.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave could teach the class.
He could teach something.
Yeah. But in a nutshell, before a wood floor is installed, we at Mr. Floor do the following things. So first of all, that lumber comes into our facility. We actually have a large facility that is in essence almost like a humidor, where we actually bring in the lumber, we season the lumber, we adjust the relative humidity and temperature year-round to mimic what the conditions need to be, whether it's winter, whether it's summer. So we'll bring the humidity conditions down in the summer, we'll bring them up in the winter, because we're looking for a very specific range that floor needs to live in. So before we actually install that floor, our team is going to be out to your home, Jeremy, and we're going to be testing relative humidity, we're going to be testing moisture content.
Look at that science.
Yeah,
we're
going to
do
really cool.
all of that before our floor even arrives. And if the home is not in that range, we're going to ask you to modify the environment.
What percentage of your competitors that you know of do that?
Very few.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of one.
I haven't heard of one. Really
yeah, we're looking to do things a little bit differently. We've been doing this for years this way, and we have virtually zero complaints when it comes to that sort of thing.
So,
but to your point, Jeremy, real quick, to your point, even if we do all of those steps and you allow that humidity to drop under 20% in your home into the teens, that floor is going to react and is going to respond because it wasn't acclimated to that range. And it can't be acclimated to that range because in the summer where it's 90% humidity and the floor is going to want to expand, we're trying to minimize that movement of expansion and contraction.
How do your customers take it when you tell them like, hey, your environment's not suitable for our wood? Like, it's just not good enough.
I used to tell people that all the time when I was single.
I'm sure.
When I was installing wood floors.
Of course.
I was very
particular. Environment's not suitable for this.
Environment's not suitable.
Sure. You know what? When we say that to our clients, so we get one of two responses. We get, wow, that's fantastic.
Okay.
Or, like, what do you mean?
Got it.
You know, what do you want me to do? And so the answer is, you need to install a humidifier. You need to bring in some standalone humidifiers if we're working for you in the wintertime.
Sure.
Because we're going to acclimate our wood down as low into that range as we can so that it can receive that proper expansion and contraction in your home once it's installed.
Yep.
But if your home is just completely not in that range, we can't do it. We just can't do it because we know that floor is going to over-contract or over-expand.
And then it'll pop, right? That's like, exactly it'll right. literally, I mean, oh yeah, boy.
That's exactly
right. Okay.
So, I actually have a question.
Yeah, sure.
We had a customer, it was like a condo unit, two units right next to each other, and the wood floors had to get replaced. Mm-hmm. And one unit, same wood, you know, was dropped, acclimated on site and everything. Same wood. One unit was installed and right after moved into the second unit. One unit's floors are completely fine, normal, and the unit right next to it is having unbelievable issues. Hmm. Is that, could that be an install error, or could that, could one unit like not have the right temperatures or whatever compared to the units are right next to each other? Have you ever heard anything like that before?
Absolutely, Jessica. So it could be a couple of things. The three general things is acclimation, interior humidity and temperature controls, and then installation methodology. So if okay. it's installed incorrectly, and there's a variety of different things that go into that, that could be contributing to those issues, and or improper acclimation or improper indoor okay. environmental conditions.
Phone number for listeners want to get a hold of you and your fine company at Mr. Floor.
Yeah, please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, get over to Radon Man David Massa, and once again, Mazel Tov to you and your family.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Send my best to your folks.
Will do.
Not so Thank much you. your brothers, but definitely your folks.
Yeah, no, of course.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home to Home Chicago at 720 WGN. David Massa from Radon Reduction Systems coming up next.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We wanted to talk about your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely, David. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any residue. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about residue?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro. Call, text, and photo line. David Massa, Radon Reduction Systems. Can you talk about that? First of all, thank you for helping my father-in-law out and mother-in-law Larry.
No problem.
They sold their home in Del Webb out in McHenry, and somebody
came. We're going to say Huntley, but that's okay.
No, it was McHenry. You could say Huntley, but you would be in the wrong area, right? It was in Mundelein.
Well, I could say is Lake County.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Mundelein. Thank you. Yeah, I was like, Del Webb isn't in McHenry,
Dave. It's way up there from Naperville.
Yeah, let me just point out.
Another time zone, I think.
It's in McHenry. It's in Mundelein.
It's in Lake County. Mundelein.
Started with an M.
Mundelein. Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah, it is. One of the two guys I know where Del Webb's are.
Okay, well, okay.
Prince of a man.
Semantics.
Nice man.
Semantics.
They bought this house.
Got it.
It was built.
It's in Illinois.
It's in Illinois. It's up there up in the northern part of the state.
Sure.
They wanted to sell. They're closer to us now, which is great. They're three blocks away from us. Somebody came in, bought the home. When they bought it, they didn't check if it had radon.
It wasn't a thing then.
It was 3 years ago. It was only, I mean, they moved there 3-4 years ago. Huh. Would radon have popped up in 3 years that quickly?
You know what? Levels can change from day to day.
Okay.
It's probably a big part of the reason that a lot of people think it's a bunch of BS or a scam.
Okay.
Yes, it could change from day to day. Weather conditions, snow on the ground, saturation from rain, that all kind of restricts the ease in which radon comes up in your backyard. So, it could change from day to day.
So, lucky them, when the nice lady bought their home and they were able to move closer to us because there was a schlep to get out to Mundelein. No disrespect to Mundelein, but
of course not.
There's no easy way to get from Northbrook to Mundelein. It's a pain in the rear end. So, he'd say, I got radon, what do I do? Right? So, he's calling me for movers and everything. I'm like, all right, call Dave. And you came out and put a system in there and knocked it out and... everything is good. So thank you. I want to thank you for that.
Not at all. The $100 kickback fee was just a drop in the bucket.
That's cheap.
No problem. So,
he had a deal with my father.
I would love to know, what do you mean it changes? Okay. So if I understand it, you can't smell it. You can't see it. So it's a gas.
Right.
But what do you mean it changes levels daily?
You know, with your house, every house is different. So your house breathes. Okay, the new homes are extremely energy efficient.
They don't breathe so much.
They're tighter. So the radon comes into your house through openings, cracks in the floor, wall floor joints, sump pits, gravel crawl spaces. So part of what we do is we create barriers. because although radon can penetrate concrete floors, it cannot penetrate like plastic or a sump pit lid. So when it rains, again, the ground saturates. If you have windy conditions, not really a good time to do a radon test. If barometric pressure and humidity is heavy, it again restricts the flow that radon could come up in your house.
So right now, with this cold weather and this little blanket of snow / ice / frozen ground, is that an optimal time to test for radon, or not an optimal time?
Not really. Not okay. Really. The thing about that is, a lot of times a radon test will give you a 2-day window, a 2-day reading, if you will. The real estate industry recognizes a minimum of a 48-hour test. So if it rains those 48 hours, chances are your levels are going to be a little high. But you know what? Radon, a lot of very, very intelligent people don't even know what radon is. So I'm going to tell you what radon is.
Great.
Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that comes from the radioactive decay of uranium in the soil. Radon is colorless, odorless, tasteless, and it is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers. So second leading cause of lung cancer. Radon kills more people than asbestos, carbon monoxide, lead from paint, fire, and smoke from fire combined. Get that word, combined.
I think this is a good segue to Igor. You had a customer in Skokie who passed. Can you explain what that story? And we talked about a breakfast that the two blew us off for. Yeah. But it's a great story.
We're never going to live that down, Jess.
No, it ties into what Dave just said. Go ahead. This is a horrific story.
100%. We got a call. This was probably close to maybe almost 10 years ago now, David. But we got a call from the son who was selling the family home, the parents' home. Mm-hmm. And he said that his mom passed. And we started kind of talking about it. He said that she passed from lung cancer, and she was not a smoker. And in the process of selling the home, the buyer requested a radon test. And they did this radon test, and the radon was through the roof in this particular home for whatever reason. And they now suspect, or that at that time they were suspecting that the reason that she had lung cancer, being a non-smoker, was potentially from living in this home for 50 years. With the presence of this very elevated level of radon in that home.
Goes with not. I'm just like, what? I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know what? When we got into this business in 1991, even our friends, some of our family were like, oh, right, radon. I was a plumber. And so, but my reply to that is, for people that don't know much about radon or maybe think it's a hoax, just sit down at your laptop with a cup of tea or a glass of wine or something. Do a little research, dig in for about 15 minutes, and you'll sit back in your chair and you'll say, you know what? I should test my house for radon. And to know what your radon level is, which, by the way, the EPA recommends every homeowner test their house once every 2 years, you have to specifically test for it. The state of Illinois is regulated, so if you're doing anything with radon gas testing or mitigation like us, you have to be licensed with the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Do you offer the test and the mitigation, or is that a separate company that does the test and then you come in and do the mitigation?
In 1999, the state of Illinois started regulating our industry. Before that, we could test our own work, but they said, no, I don't think so. It's a conflict of interest.
It would be, right? Yeah. That's like someone saying like, oh, yeah, you definitely need that. And it's like, oh, yes, I could fix it.
Right. Well, it's kind of like Rocket Mortgage with their mortgage lawsuit.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm just trying to segue tight things together.
Okay. Dave, you got a minute before the break.
Okay, so I just wanted to say, if levels radon is measured in what is called picocuries per liter, that's PCI/L. Recommended action level is 4 picocuries per liter or more. To know what you have to specifically test. We recommend using a state-licensed tester because you know it's going to be done right.
Is there a consumer product available that will kind of guess very smartly what radon levels might be in your house? Like, is there a system that our listeners could just have? Because if it changes all the time, I could have somebody come out, test it, and be like, yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, if you walk in and you pass out and your hair falls out.
Come on.
I was about to ask, what about for people that live in, like, apartments and stuff where, like, Like for me, you know, I don't own a home, so how am I supposed to know if the area that I'm living in is safe?
You know what? I appreciate that question, and I'll make it quick, Dave. So last year, January 24th, one of the coolest days for a long time, a new law went into effect called the Right on Tenant Protection Act. This state of Illinois is a population of 12.7 million people. Get this, a third of those rent. So that's like 4.23 million. Mm-hmm. And up till January 24th, there was no regulatory protection with them.
Wow.
Check that out. I've got more information for
that's
you
great
on
news.
If you want to ask.
Yeah. So
and that affects a lot of different things.
Would she would Jessica go to her landlord or go to the management company to get it tested? Or what they don't know. And is there rights of renters that they could ask or request that their landlord do it? How does that work?
Okay, how that works is one of the major battles with getting that law passed, which is took about 3 years. There's a bunch of smart people that are passionate about the industry and public awareness called the Illinois Radon Policy Task Force. It took us 3 years to get that law passed. But one of the major battles getting that passed was because if you do a test, you tell your landlord. If he does a test, he can check your test. And if it's still high, you can break your lease.
Oh, wow.
With no ramifications, okay. No penalties.
So do I have to hire a company to do this radon test, or is there something available on the market that
yes,
we can?
Yes, there is. The big box stores sell.
Big box stores, okay.
Home Depot, Menards, Lowe's, they sell it.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
630-357-9474.
We're going to take a quick break, come back with Jessica from Aloha Restoration after the Genovese. After these messages, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, plus a ton of text messages. I already got 5 pages of text messages here, Jeremy.
That's impressive.
Very popular.
Do you think
today.
Your My Lanta will let you read all those? Or
well, a third of them are home remedies for gastro challenge.
Perfect. Okay, so we'll keep those to yourself.
Bob Surratt woke up with what I got, he'd be out a week. I'm just letting you know.
Obviously.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. One correction.
Okay.
From a listener texted me, very astutely texted me. Good morning, David. In this opening, during the Center Guard mailbag, you mentioned that the new Fed chair is Kevin Warsh. Actually, he was nominated to be Fed chair. And he has to be confirmed by the Senate.
Okay.
So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Is government closed right now?
Nope, government's open.
Partially.
Partially.
As of this morning, they're partially
closed. Sounds like a legal thing. Depends.
Let's keep going.
Okay, fair.
Just want to thank Carl for pointing out my mistake.
Hey, Carl. Thank you.
My error and bringing it back. Jessica Genovese, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So excited about singing later on the show. Keeps talking about it.
Yeah. I know. I really wish I had a forewarning before I came on today.
You did.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It wasn't enough.
9:56.
I needed to mentally prepare on my drive in here.
It's better. Our first rapper, Jeremy.
I'm so excited.
First rapper.
I can't wait. Yeah.
20-year-old rapper on the show.
I dig it.
She's young. She's energetic.
Ambitious.
We found out that she rents, has a boyfriend, and has cats and dogs, and she's a rapper. We're learning all about you.
I'm like the new star of the show.
We gotta hear.
Well, that's it. You're assuming there are stars on the show, and we're trying to figure out where the star is. And you've obviously anointed yourself the star. We're fine with that.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Totally okay.
Cool.
And when I run for Northbrook Village president, might need a host. Or you might.
I will be there for you.
Okay,
for sure.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, we got that problem solved.
Yep. Hey, I was wondering about that.
Well, we have 3 years to work.
I thought that too.
We
got a long run.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. What are you getting calls for? Is it broken pipes? Is it mold? What is it? Fires? Because gas lines and everything else.
I think mold and water are primarily our biggest calls that we get, especially this time of year. it's really just tragic what happens in a home when a pipe bursts specifically. There's so many ways that you can get water damage, right? A leaky toilet, kitchen faucet's been leaking, you don't know about it. You go under there, you see damage to your cabinet, you know, toilet overflows, forget to shut off the bathtub, you know, your sump pump fails. So there's a number of ways that your house can get water damage, primarily in the wintertime with this type of weather.
We had a listener, remember this one? Mm-hmm. The guy upstairs. Guy upstairs didn't turn the, something happened in the sink in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it kept running right down into our listener's apartment.
Yep.
Major damage.
Yeah, I've dealt with that often.
He asked if there was an overflow on a kitchen sink, which I had never seen because typically a kitchen sink's pretty big. You know, you don't need an overflow for it.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I just want to get this for my neighbor so it doesn't happen again.
That's one of the craziest stories.
Yeah, I've dealt with that often. That gets really tricky too because, you know, the person who's gotten the damage doesn't want to pay for it. They go to their insurance company, and then the insurance company's chasing the tenant above, and it's a really huge mess to deal with a situation like that.
So picture this. Our insurance broker had water damage. He called me last week and said, hey,
in his home,
in his personal home, right? Can't figure it out. And I was like, hey, you got to call a plumber, right? I mean, it sounds like a plumbing leak, so call a plumber. They're going to open it up, and then, you know, we'll go from there. Calls a plumber. I know that the steps are really calling like insurance? A restoration company, okay. Right?
Well, the first thing really like you want to do company. Is call a plumber. You know, shut your water off. You know, yeah. Especially if it's like a pipe burst, shut the water off.
Sure.
Stop the water from running, and then call a plumber to fix it. And then like our team restoration is going to come in. And
so they got it. The restoration company got it and everything. And they're trying to identify this leak, and they can't figure it out. Like where did it come from? On the exterior wall, he has plumbing vents that come from his vanity. And the installers of the siding, they did not hit any stud. You could see, like, nails around all the plywood. Mm. And they shot a nail through the PVC drain. But because it got so cold, it, like, busted. Which, their house is 15 years old. So this problem's been since their house was installed.
Wow.
And it just happened right now, which is completely wild, right? Yeah. Like, what are the chances?
It's the temperature. I mean,
that's wild.
Actually, a job we're working on right now, something under the sink burst. They were gone for about an hour and two floors of damage. You know, whole first floor is completely, you know, you got to tear out the kitchen, went to the basement.
1 hour.
They had hardwood flooring and all the stain went through the subfloor, and now all the carpet just has like wood floor stain everywhere. So anyways, you know, plumber came out, fixed the situation. We're in the middle of drying and demolition, getting all the saturated materials out. And I got a text at 10 p.m. from, you know, I always tell people, call text whatever you need to. And I got a text at 10 p.m. The customer's like, oh my God, we just had another pipe burst in our garage.
Wow.
So I was like, oh my goodness, you know, like you almost don't want to look at your phone that late just in case. Wow. But
is that two separate claims?
It is two separate claims. But actually, I don't know why, but it's a townhome association, and they had a laundry tub and piping installed in the garage without any insulation around it. So I don't even know how that passed. Pass code, actually.
It does not.
But the main thing that you really have to think about is, what is your first step when you have that type of water? One, get the plumbing fixed immediately so you could turn your water back on, you know. And two, start drying. You know, you want to start drying. And
is it call the insurance company or is it call the restoration company? Like, what step happens? Obviously, plumber, right? If it's water,
sure.
Or fire department if it's fire.
Hold that thought.
Okay, got it.
I got to hit a break.
That's fine.
So hold that thought.
Okay.
It's quarter hour. I got to hit a break. 3-1, and then we'll come back, answer it, and then we'll open it up. We got a bunch of questions about radon, flooring, everything. Nothing about mortgages, but that's fine. 312-981-7200. 312-981. It's not about me.
We still love you, baby.
It's not about me. I'm here to help.
I understand.
I'm the point guard just passing the ball out. 312-981. That's called basketball. Jeremy, we have a professional team called the Chicago Bulls. I know you're not into professional sport.
It's sport.
Right. They play on the West Side.
That's amazing. I'm very proud of them.
The United Center.
Wait.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break, come back to have Jeremy rephrase the question, then get to text questions so Jessica can answer after these messages.
Let's review.
I already got 5 pages of text messages here, Jeremy.
Do you think your Mylanta will let you read all those?
third of them are home remedies for gastrointestinal challenges.
Perfect.
So. Bob Surratt woke up with I got, he'd be out a week.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
Awesome.
Those so were actual sounds of that were generated
in your tum-tum.
Were you mic'd up during that?
I'm mic'd up right now.
Your tummy's mic'd up?
Every part of my body is mic'd up. We capture everything here. It doesn't go on the air. We edit it out and bring it on later and use it for special occurrences.
As needed.
Do they hand out Emmys for rejoins?
They should.
I'm just wondering, you know, because the boys in the booth over there, you know.
Tell you what, when he does them, they're great.
Yeah.
Shot again. There you go. Wow. We've been waiting a while, but that was a good one. And he whipped it right up. That rejoin. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Can you paraphrase your question? Because it's a great question.
I'll try it. So, what do homeowners do? They're obviously calling the home service provider that can fix the problem, right? If I had a fire, I'm calling the fire department. If I had a pipe leak, mold, obviously that's a different one because mold.
Well, water damage causes mold.
Of course, if left unattended, exactly. For sure. So are they calling you before they call their insurance provider, or do they call their insurance provider before they call you? Like what's the best steps?
I think it's just, it depends on the situation. You know, sometimes we get a call and they're like, a lot of times homeowners have dealt with like a basement flood, so they kind of understand the way that this process works. So, you know, we just had a pipe burst come in last week. She's like, I already called my insurance company. I see your trucks everywhere and we're just going to use you. So I just told my insurance company we're using Aloha Restoration.
Got it.
Right. We have some customers that call and they're like, we have no idea. Like, what to even do.
They just bought a house.
So we come out and, you know, I want to assess the damage because most homeowners, you know, in your insurance policy, because normally when you have such a huge loss, it's something you'd want to claim on your insurance. One, you want to make sure you even have that insurance coverage. I mean, one of the most important things is basement floods. You would be so surprised how many policies leave out coverage for a failed sump pump.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them. Or they have a $10,000 limit or a $25,000 limit. And I will just say an average 1,200 square foot basement is going to be to tear down and redo probably $40,000, maybe 50, depending on what type of materials you got down there.
Could be more.
60, So I think as a homeowner, it's really important to understand what coverage you have on your policy. So when a loss happens, you can... You know, be comfortable and know that you're covered.
So one of the things that happens with us, Jess, is that when one of our clients calls us and says, hey, there's something wrong with the floor. They're warping. They're cupping. We're not sure. We don't see any water. We'll actually come out and we'll put a moisture meter on that floor. Mm-hmm. And we'll say, you know, there's water under the floor. We can tell.
Yeah.
We're pinging it about an inch below the surface. You know, if that cupping or buckling is happening in front of a refrigerator or a dishwasher, in some cases, there's a leak happening behind.
Yep.
The homeowner never sees water.
You never see it.
We'll actually tell them, listen, you have to reach out to your insurance adjuster. You have to start the process. In some cases, you know, we'll actually, you know, kind of remove that section of flooring just so that people can see what's going on. And then somebody like Aloha would come in, take over that whole drying mitigation. And then we're then brought back in to restore the floor.
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing to definitely consider is, you know, you have your deductible and, you know, there's times where there's a toilet leak or a dishwasher leak.
Yeah.
And if, you know, your deductible is $3,000 or $4,000 and you are responsible to pay that $3,000 to $4,000 on your insurance claim and the scope of work is only $5,000. I'll tell the customer, like, if you open a claim, now I'm not an insurance adjuster, right? But I know enough about it that either way, you're paying $4,000 towards this deductible. If it's $5,000, it's up to you to actually just pay out of pocket. But when you're talking about a pipe burst where you've got three floors of damage, I mean, there is no pipe burst that I know of that is under $100,000 worth of damage, you know, because you got three floors. Before we even start demolition, a pack-out company's got to come take all your furniture out, clean all your furniture, pack up everything out of those cabinets, out of the laundry room. That alone is expensive. You know, but, and then something to think of too is how long the process takes. You know, as soon as demolition is complete, you've got a torn apart house, And oftentimes homeowners are relocated by their insurance company. And sometimes the insurance company takes, I'm not even joking, 8 to 12 weeks just to send a customer a check or approve the scope of work. And a lot of times what the insurance companies do that we fight with our customers towards the insurance companies is they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, this is all going to cost about $40,000. Here's your check. Claim is closed. And a lot of homeowners are like, oh, my God, we only have $40,000 to do these repairs, and we're getting estimates from contractors that are $90,000, right? So don't be afraid when you get your first claim paperwork from your insurance provider. Keep in mind that if you work with a professional like us, we can help actually make sure it's getting covered.
Phone number?
847-865-5664.
Dave, you got a question for Jessica?
Yeah, just a comment. As an ex-plumber and a radon man, obviously working in homes my whole career, if I could give any advice, especially to first-time home buyers, younger ones, and even old people.
We'll like, just say everyone. Like me, everyone. Can we just say everyone?
Yeah.
We're all inclusive.
It would be show a first-time homeowner where to shut the water off.
Yeah.
Because if their home...
Extremely important.
It's a matter of a gate valve or a ball valve. You just turn it. It shuts everything down. Water stops. So please take that advice. Anybody that owns a home.
Or a spouse. I actually recently showed my wife where the water was shut off. I also showed my kids where the water was shut off. Because sometimes we're not home and you know, I got older kids. And I'm like, hey, just in the event of, this is how you shut off the water. This is how you kill the power. Yeah, don't touch this.
Great advice.
Yeah, well... It's just good to know.
312-981-7200. Let's get to some texters. They've been hanging on. Sorry about how I'm feeling. Thanks for the ginger ale tip. This is earlier, beginning of the show, Igor.
Yeah.
Anxiously awaiting Igor's tips. My body is making all those sounds to feel better, Dave. You were mentioning all of the different sounds.
Yeah,
absolutely. Rocket Mortgage does advertise in WGN, and here's my favorite one so far. Please keep your political comments to yourself. Your detrimental comments about President Trump in Switzerland and other things that have nothing to do with the service you provide on this radio station. Hmm. Well, 269, number one, if you look to see what happened prior to Liberation Day, and my job on this radio station is to inform our listeners as to what's going on with the mortgage market and the real estate market. And if you look to see, 269, what happened prior to Liberation Day, you will see that rates were on a glide path to the fives. And you will see, as soon as we came out with Liberation Day, the bond market freaked the hell out, and it shot back up. Okay, 269. Also,
so it's not politics. It's more just...
It's what happens. Yeah, it's his comments matter. His actions matter. Sure. And then in Davos, when he basically told everybody they're idiots, okay, and countries pulled millions of dollars of, traded in millions of dollars of hundreds of millions of dollars of T-bills, that impacts our interest rates, and the mortgage rates shot up a quarter to a half a point. So I respectfully disrespect your comment. So there. Okay. That's why Baskin-Robbins is 31 flavors. I'm not making a political statement. I'm just telling you what the hell happened. All right. David, yes, vote, but look at the candidates. Thank you, 815. I don't know what that means. Here we go. Those self-test radon testers are junk, and they aren't certified. You want to comment on that? This is a texter from 773.
Those home devices that you do yourself are better than a stick in the eye. But you know what? The people that are placed those, sometimes that's not done right. Plus and minus error margin, maybe 25%. The best thing to do is hire a state-licensed tester.
224 came in right after that at 1101. Please ask Dave where the best place to place a radon test kits if you do it yourself. So where in the house should they place it if they go to a big box store or an Ace or a True Value to get it?
Those devices have explicit detailed information on where to put it. Lowest elevation, any room up above a crawl space. The protocol for testing placement is extremely strict in the state of Illinois. Arguably the highest regulated state in the country. So just make sure you read those directions and comply.
Humidifier on both my furnaces are attached to the return air side of the system. Jeremy, I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
This means. Okay, next sentence. This means moisture is added before the air is heated, which seems to defeat the purpose. Is this a valid setup?
So we definitely seen it before. I believe Lou has... hit this. I also believe Rich Dykstra, the Carrier Hall of Famer, has also said you really want to condition the air. And Igor, you're kind of an expert. You want to condition the air after it goes through the system. I've seen it on returns before. It's not doing harm, but I mean...
Yeah, you don't want to wring that air out, right? So it does kind of defeat the purpose of it being wringed out by the system before it gets injected back in.
Seen it done. Yeah. I've also seen hotlines ran to... I mean, it just depends. Seen a lot of things.
Okay, but... So, probably.
Is it the best idea? I would contact. I'm not an HVAC specialist. I would contact an HVAC specialist.
Lindemann, we'll have Lindemann go out.
Lindemann would go out and look at it and see. Sometimes there's not an option to actually fit that humidifier on the supply side. So,
all right, we'll leave it with this. Then we got to hit the break. Sure. I was acquainted with Judy Hogel when she was with DePaul
University,
with the Family Business Council. An absolute lovely lady.
It's true.
I'm glad to hear she's doing well. She's please phenomenal. Tell her, Helen.
Will do.
Says hello.
Hey, thank you, Helen.
We have a phone number that your mom can reach out
to. That's wonderful.
Or you can if you'd like.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720-WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I just wanted to cover this real quick before we get to more texts and phone calls.
Sure.
I am part of an incubator entrepreneurial class at Glenbrook North High School. And we are, the class is in need of, one of the groups is in need of the following. So if our listeners have any access to this, what I'm about to read, please give me a call. We are seeking the help of an engineer or manufacturer to help a team of high school students to design a 3D rendering of a prototype of an innovative hangar by the end of February and make a physical version by the end of March to show investors.
So hangar, like clothes hanger?
A clothes hanger.
Hmm. Not like plane hanger.
They designed what's called a forever hanger. I was at the initial pitch where it expands, and as you get older, so you buy one hanger for kids' stuff, and then as they get older, the hanger, it's a great concept.
Did they put it into chat?
I got the.
I'm just saying.
I'm driving in the snowstorm yesterday. Okay. Hey, does anybody? What do you want me to dive deep into this?
No, it's just I'm thinking AI could make that in like 2 seconds. But yeah, okay, whatever they want.
Okay,
yeah, I'd love to help them.
Obviously, they haven't. So that's why I.
Okay,
am.
Fair. Got it.
Tony,
okay.
Can I get this wonderful segment? So if you are an engineer or manufacturer, would like to help a group of hardworking high school students in an entrepreneurial class, and it's called Incubator that I am on. It's got like a Shark Tank. I'm on the final panel.
It's really cool.
It's great. And these kids are so bright, and they work so hard. So if you could help us, give me a call. Just call my cell phone, 773-456-6526, or send me an email, david@56david.com, and I'll get you hooked up with, connected with Mindy Ingersoll, the great teacher that runs the program. All right, so Tony, I need all that, please. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Sean from Lyle, how are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, buddy. You've got a question for Dave Massa.
Yeah, Dave Massa, I was talking earlier. I have two questions for him. First question is, he was saying that he recommends, or the EPA recommends, you get your house tested every 2 years. For a radon test, but I have a mitigation system in my house, and isn't that little thing, the manometer, doesn't that tell you what the radon levels are and that you shouldn't have to test them?
No, actually, that's a real big misconception. That YouTube manometer that costs about $14, let me back up a little bit. These radon fans are almost dead silent when they're in operation, and they work every second of every day of every year until they die. That YouTube manometer, since the fan is so silent, tells the homeowner by sight that the radon fan is creating suction. You'll see increments of 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's not 1 picocurie per liter. That's 1 inch of water column, maybe representing 82 cubic feet per minute of gases going through the pipe. So that is just lets the homeowner know that the fan is in operation.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. And then the second question I had for you real quick, didn't I see you in the Naperville parade as the Radon Man superhero?
Well, you know what, Sean? You just may have. You know what? I'm not me, but the Radon Man is a pretty freaking big deal in Naperville in the 605-32.
I enjoyed you very much in the parade. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product.
Did they have a cape? Did the Radon Man have a cape?
Well, we got pictures of it. We'll
share. For real? Okay, yeah. That's so
after
cool.
After seeing it, you might want
to. Oh, man, that's so cool. Yeah.
You might want to have to see an optometrist.
I like the action belt.
Yeah, same.
And a psychiatrist.
Yeah, what tools are on pack? There? Yeah, the six-pack is key.
That's kind of a secret.
Okay, yeah, secret. Secret Radon.
Tom in Naperville, how are you?
Does Dave know the Radon Man? That's what I wanted to know real quick.
Well, you know, that's a very tricky question.
It's like Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's pretty cool. I think I saw him in the parade, too. Hey, Dave, real quick, if I wanted you, hey, let's say you have you come in, what's the range? Give me a range of the cost, or is it all depends? What's that all about?
Yeah, very good. The state of Illinois just put an average cost out about 3 years ago. Anywhere from $1,700 to $1,900. The work usually is done in one day, and we have to guarantee our work in the state of Illinois, Tom.
How do I get a hold of you? How would I, if I, your website, or what do you have?
TheRadonMan.com or our email address, TheRadonMan at AOL.com.
AOL?
I'm an oldie, buddy. I'm an oldie.
That one still exists.
Oh, guys.
He's also got a MySpace page, but
all right,
we don't.
Tom, we'll talk to you later.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Special honored guest, my father-in-law.
Larry.
He demanded to call in. He's like, I'm calling in, or I'm coming down. I'm like,
Larry, it's good to hear your voice. I was telling.
Hey, Dave, it's so good to hear your voice too.
Thank you. Yeah. You know what? You probably don't know this, but my wife has a crush on you.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Seriously, you're such a
pleasure. I have a feeling, but you know, once I met you in person, Dave, I decided I'm not messing around.
Well, it might be the mullet. Mullets never die, you know. But it's good to hear your voice.
Well, hang on. Ironically, Larry's wife also has a crush on me because I'm her favorite.
Hey, is it all about you, Dave? We're talking about me.
No, we're talking about Dave's.
Right. Yeah. So, Larry, I had a question. When you moved into your home in Mundelein out in Del Webb.
Thank you.
Did you test for radon when you and Eileen moved into that?
No, I don't remember testing for radon. That was 4 years ago. Whoever we used it for an inspector, I don't even remember who the inspector was, but we did not talk about a radon test.
And then when you sold the place, the lady that wanted to buy it, well, bought it from you, inquired with one, and you found out that you were living in a home for the past 4 years with radon.
Exactly right. Well, when we decided to buy the house in Northbrook, transferring from Mundelein to Northbrook, that's when the inspector said, hey, do you want to get a radon test? I said, should I? He said, yeah, it's a good idea. And that's when I really first became aware of radon. And it turned out the radon level was too high in the Northbrook home, so the seller had to take care of that. And then turned out they did a test in the Mundelein home. And the way I became aware of Dave the Radon Man, I called a couple of other radon guys closer to my home, and they were all booked up, and I was getting closer and closer to the closing. So I called Dave the Radon Man, and he couldn't have been better. I mean, he's just a wonderful person.
Thank you.
Came out right away, surveyed my house. I talked to his wife a few times. She let me know what I needed as far as the paperwork. I mean, couldn't believe how much paperwork involved in this.
Yeah, you know what, Larry? Illinois is very regulated. We've got to cross our T's and dot our I's, and that's good. That protects the consumer. But it is really good to hear your voice. You're a very pleasant individual, for sure.
Well, thanks. The feeling's mutual, Dave, and everything went good. I learned so much about radon that I didn't know before. I mean, anything under four, and I think you told me all homes have some radon in it, even new homes.
That's correct. It's really everywhere. It's a naturally occurring gas, but you know, I'm glad we had the chance to remedy your problem. And you know what, why we had to really bring our AA game? Because you're Hochberg's father-in-law.
Yeah, he left that out.
There was a lot of pressure.
He left that out. He's like, yeah, I called around a radon company. Then I called my favorite son-in-law and said, hey, I need a radon guy. And what did I say, Larry?
He said, I'm the only son-in-law left. No, no, that's not true.
Well,
no,
original. It's on the originals.
Said, he said, yeah, I got the guy for you. And Dave pretty much said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. I'll get my good team out there. And we had to go through get a few permits from the association where we lived and the village. And that just shows you how strictly regulated it is. But I also learned, too, from Dave that even after you have your home mitigated for radon, that, you can check it out yourself every year or two. There's these self-testing kits you can buy to make sure your radon level isn't too high. So, it was a real learning experience. I'd recommend to all you people out there, all your listeners, David Hopper, use Dave the Radon Man. He's my guy.
Oh, that's great.
And Larry Kushner will be selling radon tests next month. They're coming in. Hang on, Larry, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Thanks for calling in. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you.
630-357-9474.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. This is Home to Chicago and 720 WGN. Tom from Geneva coming back. We'll pick you up after these messages.
Here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I wonder if Jeremy got that kind of response when we talked about his perm on the air.
Yes.
Right. Well, I thought that was natural. That's a perm?
Well, no. Well, I can tell you what, that motor oil crap he puts in his hair. Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Don't put him by a flame because he'll go up. Boom.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MicroPros call, text, and photo line. Tom and April in Geneva, welcome to the show.
Hey, Hochberg.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I might have missed about the radon guy, but I just bought one of these hanging things that our King County Health Department sells, and I sent it in. Are those pretty reliable for coming back with the results?
You know what? I would say yes. I would say yes. Okay. Definitely not as accurate as a professional state licensed tester would use. Their devices can pretty much brush your teeth. They have all the bells and whistles. But no, those devices are a great start.
So they come in pretty good. Okay, well, I got a litigation system set up. But, you know, I like to test it periodically because.
No, that's great. You're being smart. Our homes are supposed to be our safest environment, and good job.
All right, great. Well, thank you and welcome. I enjoy listening to you. Well, David's show all the time, but I like having different people on. It's interesting. I love it.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening, Tom. And if you haven't gotten a Mr. Floor cleaning product, I think in the past 6 months is a WGN rule. Hang on. We'll send you one of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Was the phone number given at the beginning of the show? The company that does fire or broken pipe restoration, that would be you, Jessica. I was driving and could not write down the number. I would like to add it to my contacts list in case of emergency ever arises. Thank you, Renee, in the 847. So you want to give out your contact information?
Yeah, 847-865-5664.
One more time?
847-865-5664.
And a website if our listeners want to reach out?
AlohaRestores.com.
With temperatures like today, Jeremy, which is pretty cold.
Yeah.
Not as cold as it was last week. Or the
so
week
it feels
before.
Like a heat wave.
It feels like a heat wave.
It kind of does.
It's kind of sick.
It's pretty weird.
When 19 feels warm.
I was thinking about wearing shorts today.
Right. Well, I walked my dog this morning and I was like, oh, actually, it's not that bad.
I don't even need a coat.
I got in my car. I'm like, oh my God, it's 19 degrees. And I'm saying it's nice.
We're conditioned.
Yeah.
We're absolutely bananas to live here. Yeah. But we love it. That's why
of course we do.
312-981-7200. With temperatures like today, should we be trickling our water from our faucets? Well, I guess it's both of you. To avoid frozen pipes, Jessica and Jeremy, what are your thoughts?
You can, yeah.
If you're home, why?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that happens is like your furnace fails or you don't have your heat on. I mean, you know, I always recommend on like below zero, keep your heat at least 72, 73 degrees. You know, if you have an older home and you haven't done anything with your insulation in a while, you don't know if you're properly insulated in an older home, Yeah, absolutely. Keep the faucet maybe trickling, you know. I mean, the weird thing is that a pipe can burst at any time. It could be in the middle of the night while you're out of town. It can be while, you know, one of our past customers this week said they left to go grocery shopping and came home and there was Niagara Falls coming through their house, you know. So just making sure that the furnace is working and that should do the
trick. Keeping everything warm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could guarantee you there will be no pipe breaking in my garage.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because my wife keeps it at 80 degrees. It came out.
That's confusing.
No, it's not.
It's warmer than...
Because I got a heater in my garage.
No, I know. So it's warmer in your garage than it is inside your house.
Yeah, because it's like ridiculous.
Well, the cars. We got to heat the cars.
What are we doing? I'm out there blowing snow last night. You know, expertly, by the way.
Of course, with obviously.
26-inch
dual stage. Is there ever a thing that you don't do expertly?
We haven't gotten to that yet.
Phenomenal.
So I'm out there, and I see my neighbor. So I'm just like, you know, who happens to be a client of one of our other neighbors. I won't say because probably don't want to.
That's okay. Sure.
You know, Mr. Stearns is his client, and I don't want, you know, Mr. McDonough dropping dead of a heart attack. So I went over there. He's in great physical health, and he's got one of those pushers, and I got one of those dual stagers.
Nice.
With the five gears going forward and the two gears.
Self-driving?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm all right. I'm like, don't worry about it. Right?
Sure.
So I pull it in. It's 80 freaking, I'm sweating. It's 80 degrees. I'm like, what are we keeping at 65? It just brought back memories. My heating bill,
sure.
My gas bill. 312-981-7200. Igor, engineered hardwood kitchen floor. No, I don't like it. In parentheses, water line and refrigerator broke while I was at work.
Yeah,
both of you. Mm. One piece of the flooring seems to have separated. Now that the air is dry, it's laying fairly flat.
Yep.
Could I use some epoxy to hold it down, or would that create issues when the humidity rises? Whole house humidifier, it's a game keeping it correctly throughout the winter. Right. So that's the other thing. But okay, there you go, both of you guys. Yep. Water break, pipe underneath the hardwood floor for the ice maker, or water coming into the refrigerator that broke in my house. Your dad came out and helped me clean it up. I had a piece of something go in. It plugged up the water line, going to the ice maker, popped, water all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you recommend?
So for me, you know, we get these calls a lot. And, you know, it all depends on how much water, over what period of time, and how quickly did the client get to that water. So if it's an ice maker.
It's a math problem.
It's kind of a math problem.
That's right? What it is. Yeah.
Right. So those are the questions we ask. You know, when, how much, and did you get to it right away? So if a board or two started misbehaving a little bit, they're cupping, they're bowing, you know, if you put a fan and a dehumidifier on it, generally fairly quickly, you might be able to save those boards. And it sounds like in this case, because right now, again, the heating system is on 24/7, that floor can, in fact, lay flat. So if it's an engineered floor and there's a little bit of delamination, you can actually take a little bit of wood glue, in theory, and actually put it underneath that wear layer, that little top piece of wood, and then kind of just set it back. Generally speaking, it should fix the issue. You know, the floor will re-expand in the summer, and it will contract again next winter, and it's possible that it may delaminate again, at which point you call Mr. Floor, we'll come out, we'll professionally replace that.
I mean, I was going to say, they don't like it, so hey... Now might be a great opportunity to change it up.
Yeah,
I mean, right?
You could
if you don't like it.
Solid floor, sure.
Or LVP. I mean, are you just still a hardcore wood only guy? Or? I mean,
you know, wood flooring is the core of our business, but I have to be honest, the vinyl plank flooring has a time and a place, and kitchens, for example, or high moisture, high water, high traffic.
Right? Or you got a bunch of dogs. Basements, hardwood floors are dogs. Not great for dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, plus with the vinyl plank in a situation like with this, you know, leaky fridge, you know, if you don't properly dry that area and there's moisture trapped between the engineered floor and the subfloor, that's where the growing grounds of mold are. Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if down the road when you are ready to replace that floor, you know, that there probably is some mildew on that subfloor. So, you know, with the vinyl plank floor, those planks can, if, as long as you have the right technicians on site, can detach that, dry the subfloor, apply a mold treatment, and just put those planks right back, you know, where I think wood is obviously a little more difficult.
You could be having a science project in your kitchen right now, which is not a healthy thing. Marjorie from Naperville, we got a minute before the break.
Hey, Mr. Radon Man, how are you?
Hi, Marjorie.
I just wanted to let the listeners know that my husband and I have had the pleasure of knowing Dave and his beautiful wife, Vicki, for over 40 years. They are the most dedicated and devoted and honest home business we've ever had the pleasure of knowing and dealing with. His workers are courteous and clean and prompt, and these guys truly care about their business. We've traveled extensively with them, even to Dublin, Ireland, and we miss Dave a lot of the trip because he was out taking calls and setting up appointments with his wife. So right. Do not Thank hesitate you. On giving these guys a call. And he's a great singer. Have you sang?
Yeah, we're getting to that later in the show, Marjorie. Don't worry about it. Hey, we got all the bases covered here.
I think we have a new star of the show now.
I love
no,
that.
No, both of you.
Marjorie, thank you. That means a lot to
both
me.
Both of you are singing. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning. You see that? You see that little try to get out of that? You see that attempt over there by Jessica?
I heard that. Again, with the jabs.
Yeah, I think...
You got a listener calling to...
No, you have Ernie Scanton, our production manager, calling me during the show.
That's great.
Hey, Ernie, I got a show here on Saturdays. Thanks for paying attention.
Don't you tell everyone else, hey, make sure your phones are off?
I thought mine was off.
Okay, got it.
My watch.
Just a quick PSA, if you're going to do a live radio show, please turn your phones off. Okay, got it.
All right.
Thank you, David Hochberg.
Demerits.
Got it.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. But I deserve that.
I know.
Ernie should know better not to call me.
That's for sure.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WG.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have a new segment. It's called the Developer Spotlight.
No way.
Wow.
This is fun. I can't wait.
I went up to Wakanda yesterday. There's
you did not call me. You know that's like 10-15 minutes from my house.
Well, I didn't want people to know I was going to be in a condo, so Wakanda. So special trip, one on one.
Okay,
well, two on one with the builder and his wife, Jeff Pellick.
Got it. Nevertheless, you were there.
I was there. They have condos that we got approved. He had trouble getting them approved, so now you can buy these condos for as little as 3% down with a Fannie Freddie loan. And we're going to try to get them FHA approved and VA approved as well. Starting at around $368,000, these condos are three bedrooms, three bath, two bedroom, two bath plans. There's a bunch of them up there. Delivery is as little as 30 days or spring, summer. You could pick out some finishes if you want. So we're promoting housing. Everybody's like, we need new housing. Well, we've got housing. Northmark Homes.
Okay.
The project's called Highland Terrace. And they're for sale right now. They're beautiful. And check it out.
Do they have a concept of how many homes they're building in that area? Yeah, how many units?
It's right there.
I know.
Yeah, you could count.
That's pretty far, buddy.
Well, here's a challenge.
Okay.
They built some a couple of years ago. Then the development, I guess, went on some hard time. Jeff and his team came in and his wife came in to pick it up and get it revitalized.
That happens.
Going again. And there were some challenges with the... There were some challenges getting the condo approved, and we were able to get the condominium approved, because if you can't get the condo approved, then you have to bring in larger down payments, and it's more expensive. So, Jeff and his wife Julie out there invited me out, walked me around, beautiful layouts. And so Highland Terrace by Northmark Homes up in Waukegan, and here's the best part. They plan on building in Elgin later this year. Mm. So kind of cool. We got some housing going up. And those houses right there that are selling for $379, $370, somewhere around there in Waukegan, will go for $750,000 in Northbrook. Yeah. And I'm just saying, for all of you affordable housing lovers out there in Northbrook, the math doesn't math. And you make it more expensive when we build no affordable housing. Yeah, so 15% of a new build, might want to relook at that and drop it down a little bit to make it more realistic with what a developer can do to make a profit. Just throwing it out there.
So, hold on.
Yeah.
Did I hear you right in saying that you wanted the developer to make less money?
No, I want the developer to actually be able to build. And they're not building in Northbrook because you have to set aside 15% of the product on affordable housing, which means you basically have to drop the price down those 15%. So one of two things have to happen, right? You either, it's almost impossible to build because of the price of land in Northbrook. It's a lot more expensive than Waukegan and Elgin, just because where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
Or you have to buy the property for a substantial discount, 15% off of what the fair market is.
Got it. That makes sense.
So we have a project going, Our Lady of the Brook, got approved, 15% affordable housing. Guess what? I guarantee you, if that 15% affordable housing wasn't there, the seller of that property would have gotten 15% more of the value of his land.
I see.
So we're picking winners and losers, and I just want development to happen and remove the barriers. 312-981-7200, and a special guest. We've got the Vestathon on the 21st of February, where we raised, I think, $50,000+ every Vestathon so we could buy vests for the Chicago Police Department, because for some reason we don't do that. And Dante is on the phone. Dante owns a number of establishments. Dante, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Good morning. Good afternoon.
And, well, thanks for calling in, buddy. This is Dante from Barstool fame and a bunch of... What restaurants do you own here, Dante?
Just Good Night John Boy.
Good Night John Boy.
In the West Loop, 905 West Randolph, 70s Disco.
Igor, this is right up your alley.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm interested.
Got the disco ball. So, Dante, what are we doing this year to help raise funds and awareness with your fine organization to raise funds for the Vestathon coming up on February 21st?
So, yeah, this is our third year working together. I'm so happy you asked us to be a part of it a couple of years ago. Saturday, February 21st, we're going to open up 4 p.m. and from 4 to 10, I'm going to kick in 25% of all proceeds. We're gonna do an optional cover. We're just gonna throw a party, and the last few years has been super successful. I think we've raised over 20 grand.
Yeah,
25 grand I think in the last 2 years. So
please pronounce, is it Den? I'm horrible with last name, Dante, so that's why I didn't even try your
Deanna.
Deanna. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
Right. I mean, if it was a Goldberg, it would have been a layup for me. But Dante, Deanna. So Dante's going to, him and White Sox Dave are going to come down. Can't thank White Sox Dave enough for introducing me to Dante. Good night, Johnny Boy, on Randolph, right by our good friend J.P. Graziano. Right
there. Yeah, Jim's my landlord.
Jimmy's a great guy, buddy. You know that. And,
he's the best. I'm going to try to get him involved in this, too. I'm sure he'll be all about it.
Well, you're a great guy. White Sox Dave's a great guy. We're going to have you come on the show again prior to, and we appreciate all your support, buddy.
Thanks for doing this, and thanks for letting us be a part of it.
My pleasure, my friend. You have a great weekend, and thanks for calling into the show. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice.
Absolutely. Why not?
Dante's got a lot of hardwood floor in that bar.
Sure.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 1720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, I had a senior moment. My Lanta got to my head here. The project, Northmark Homes, is building in Wakanda.
There you go.
I was in Wakanda yesterday. I drove through a snowstorm in Northbrook to get to Wakanda, and it was sunny and like 40 degrees. Right? And I go to Jeff and his wife, like, yeah, I'm running late. I'm in a snowstorm, and I get up there. I'm like, you probably think I'm lying. It was, you know, we got like 2 inches in Northbrook, and up there's nothing. Mm. Then I got stuck by the freaking train.
So once again, where were you?
I was in Wakanda.
Just want to make sure.
It began with the W. Okay. So great, great condos there. Go check it out. Highland Terrace by Northmark Homes, starting at around $376 delivery in 30 days. You could select finishes for spring, summer delivery. 312, and we will do the financing. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Ridian stopped in doing a modeling of Welcome Back.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's nice of you to stop by.
I had to. Jeremy left this awesome sweater in my office. 10 out of 10. Look at the sparkles. Love it. I love it.
Yeah, you know,
so
we're on
shout
the radio.
Out to Jeremy.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we got video. We'll get it of it and we'll post it. Well, thanks for stopping by. Yeah, and now Patrick wants to know where his hoodie is. Okay, here we go. 312-981-7200. Hey, we got a radio show going on over here. Okay.
It's okay. They're hugging that out. It's fine.
Are the mail-in radon tests accurate, Dave?
You know what? From what I'm hearing, plus or minus error margin, but they are better than nothing. So if you don't want to spend the money, I mean, state license tester is obviously the best. But if you just want to get a rough idea of what you've got for a radon level, that's That's the way to go.
Dave, you talked about the cost of mitigation. You said $1,700 to $1,900. I have had customers that have had like $2,500 installs because they can be more complex. One of the questions is, how much does it cost for a state-licensed tester? Okay. I didn't hear that.
Okay, so one of my very best friends, Dan Sladek with Perfection Home Inspections, gave me feedback on that. For a full basement situation, that's one device, right around in the area of $200.
Okay.
And then if you add a crawl space one, it's another X amount of dollars. So if you've got three footprints, slab on grade, crawl space, basement, it might be $300.
So $300 to $500? Or
maybe.
Okay, for the testing process.
Just the testing process.
Got it.
Just a full basement, maybe around $200.
Okay. All right, that's good to know for our listeners.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. 630. That tragedy in Oswego a couple of days ago, a house exploded. I had not heard this until now. Mm-mm. The reports say it was a gas line. What can homeowners do? Anything to be proactive so this doesn't happen to you? Thank you. Gas lines are pretty scary.
Yeah, I mean, so here, and I don't know if Center Guard is offering that. Remember when they were doing that, like, triple play, double play?
Yeah, I think they'll check the gas line, too.
So, well, for sure, they'll check the gas line. Yeah. So if you have concerns, definitely don't call NICOR. Do not call your gas provider because they will shut your gas off, period. Right? Immediately. Hey, we think we might have gas. They're just going to shut your gas off.
Okay.
So if you like heat in your house when it's 19 degrees outside, don't do that. Call Center Guard and they will test your gas lines for you. There's a home trick. I think if you just put soap or a little bit of soap and water around what you think might be leaking, it'll bubble. And that's a good way to test. They do have shutoff valves on gas in different areas of your home, so you can shut it off that way. But if you're concerned of the overall, Center Guard Plumbing will do it. I can't remember what their cost, let's call it maybe $200.
Yeah.
But they also check your sump pump, they check your shutoff valves, they check your water heater. Yeah. Water heaters. There's something else they check too.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, contact Center Guard Plumbing. If you don't, I don't know their number off the top of my head, but you Google them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Google. Can I add something on that?
Yep.
Yeah. Guys. Hey, we were working in a house one time, and there was a big gas leak. I mean, a hole in a gas line. Call 911. Well, get out of the house. Call 911.
Get out of the house.
And then the fire department comes. People get on it pretty quick.
Yep.
But as we all know, natural gas, one spark, and that house goes up.
It's true.
So please, please just note that.
It's scary no matter what. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Center Guard Plumbing, 847-406-8883. 847-406-8883. They are phenomenal. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Do you guys do at Aloha, do you do commercial as well as residential? That
we
was
do.
A texter.
Yeah, commercial and residential, yes.
And what type of services? The same type of services or just a larger scale?
Yeah, same services, mold, water, fire, smoke damage, we even do carpet cleaning, so I know a lot of like hotels need to clean their carpets. So we can definitely help with servicing that, and just one stop shop. Anything that needs to be taken care of, we can typically handle.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Furnace question. You want this one?
We can try.
Let's go. My smart thermostat shows 20% humidity, but my home does not know or ever feel dry. Skin okay, no static, no creaking or noises in wood floors. It feels comfortable. My home is 40 years old and well built. Furnace is 4 years old and does not have a humidifier. Should I try to adjust the humidity? Thank you. I'll throw that out there to the crowd.
If you're not uncomfortable and your house is not uncomfortable, I would say don't do anything, right? What would you say?
Yeah,
something?
I mean, either that or the thermostat is potentially not showing the correct...
could be a little inaccurate, or it's 20% there and the rest of your house is higher, which is a possibility.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying that where the thermostat at, it's reading 20%, but...
But other areas it might not be. I mean, again... We can usually feel it on our skin. You mentioned Elise. My wife is the same way. Yeah. As soon as it hits a certain temperature, her skin is just dry.
But I'll tell you, there's one other component, right? And it's the relationship between temperature and humidity. So we have a lot of clients that are constantly cold. So they crank that heat up to 78, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
That relative humidity plummets.
It's killing the humidity.
Right? It plummets. So this particular texture, Dave, is comfortable in their home, and they like it 62 degrees in the home. they could be very close to 30%, at which point they're perfectly fine.
And I'm willing to rent my wife out for humidity checks to see.
Just walk in, see
if her skin starts.
Oh, cracking. It's way too dry in here. Yeah. That's awesome.
Hawks Incorporated send all payments.
What's the dollar amount?
It's negotiable.
Okay, got it.
312 depends on the time that you spend.
And the day.
And the day. 312. And the travel. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's fuel we have to take into consideration.
Of course.
Travel time. 312-981 and insurance. It's very expensive to insure my wife. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yeah, I'm walking a very fine line.
Yes, you are.
It's game night tonight. I bought my home in 1990. I asked our realtor if we needed to request a radon test. The realtor laughed at me and said, "You have a walkout basement there. Can't be right on it here." I don't understand that. A walkout basement, do you still need to check for radon?
Here's the facts. Any type of structure as far as residential, whether it be a basement, a slab on grade, or a crawl space, or the combination of the above, everyone should, per the EPA, get that place tested.
All right. 312-981-7200. So are you saying every 2 years?
EPA recommends one every 2 years.
Okay. So Jessica's next to you. She's in a rental right now, right? Mm-hmm. Are you renting from an individual or a management company?
Management company.
Okay. Is it a large management company or is it pretty?
It's
a pretty large management company. So, okay, let's walk Jessica through and other renters that are working with larger management companies. What's the procedure that Jessica takes to get
Jessica,
it done?
Can I see that handout?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on January 1st of 24, the state made it law. They enacted the Tenant Radon Protection Act. That is law. Approximately 3.23 million renters are in our state. Here's what the landlord has to do real quick. Landlord must give a radon awareness piece to a potential tenant or renewing tenants. Number two, landlord must give a disclosure form about known previous high levels. Number three, tenant could test apartment during the first 90 days of the lease and tell the landlord what he finds. Number four, landlord could choose whether to mitigate the radon or not. The landlord does not have to by law. Landlord can mitigate high levels of radon to below 4 picocuries per liter.
But if it comes, I'm sure there's 15 more and we got an hour.
No, just one more.
Okay, go.
Okay, so the tenant can, if a landlord does not mitigate within 60 days, leave the lease without penalty or have a mitigation system installed with landlord's permission by a professional. The costs will be subtracted for the rent in equal portions across the rest of the lease.
So you should probably just take a printout of this and send it to
your... He actually gave me this.
Right.
So I'm taking this.
Yeah. Right. And send it to your management company and check it out. And Dave, if other listeners would like a copy of what you just handed to Jessica, I'll reach out to you and Vicky.
Please email us at theradonman@aol.com and just give us a question or where to send it, and we'll email that to you.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Ruth in Peru, how are you? You see what I did there, Jeremy?
I did.
That rhymed.
I'm doing fine.
How can
we
help you?
Thank you.
Great, thanks.
I noticed in my kitchen, and this was it started up with the cold spell we're having, so it must have been a couple of weeks ago. There's kind of a sickening sweet smell in certain areas of the kitchen, and the furnace is working fine. Everything else is working fine in the house, and I'm wondering if it could have anything to do with the fact that last summer a new roof was put on the house, and they also extended part of the roof line to straighten it out, which would have been over the kitchen. Could they have used some materials in that I would be smelling in the kitchen area?
Well, Ruth, thank you for calling in. You're awesome. Possibly, you would smell those adhesives, or depending on the roofing product, in the summer, not the winter, right? Everything's okay. Cold. Everything's frozen. So,
yeah.
What's the likelihood that something in your cabinets is causing this? Like maybe if it's on
very
an exterior,
very unlikely. The door open under the kitchen sink, you know, where you keep your cleaning products and so forth. It's not coming from that area. I have the door open, you know, in the cold weather to have the air circulate in the house. So, it's just very annoying. And it seems to, I don't really notice it that much when the heat isn't on, but I think the heat circulates the smell, you know.
Have you thought it
comes through the vents?
I got a tracker on Roger Badish Mandelbrot making. He might be in your kitchen making Mandelbrot right now. Then you might not even know about it. Just throwing that out there.
Ruth, Dave's suggestion would be sell your house, which is going to be awful. Jess, do you have any insight into this?
What exactly are you smelling? Can you describe it a little better?
The only way I can describe it is like a sort of a sickening sweet smell. You know, it's not something that makes you want to, you know, throw up or anything like that. It's very annoying.
Do you have a disposal?
And I just want to get out of the kitchen as fast as I can, usually.
Ruth, do you have a disposal?
Pardon me?
Do you have a disposal? A kitchen sink disposal? Incinerator?
No, I don't have that, no.
And then your kitchen sink, does it have two drains or one drain?
Well, two. It's, you know.
Sure.
A double sink.
Dave's giving me the signal of like, hey, we got to go to the break.
I got to go to the bottom of the
hour. We got to go to the break.
Ruth, hang on for a second. We're going to pick you up on the other side. I'm a minute late.
I know. I'm sorry.
312-981-72. You don't want the Sean line or the Mary Bat line. That's
14.
Both equally not good. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We will come back with Ruth's challenge, sweet smelling challenge, and Bill from Chicago after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. The Newmark Homes up there, Highland Terrace is the name of the project, but it's Newmark Homes. They're townhouses, but they're classified as condos. And you would never know that because sometimes townhouses are classified as planned unit developments, which are fee simple. They're classified as single family houses, but these are, I know, we're going deep here, Jeremy.
We are.
But these have been titled condos, and it's a different level of financing. You okay, Dave? You all right?
Yes, sir.
You're going to make it?
Yes,
all
sir.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have a solution for Ruth. Ruth, how are you in Peru?
Fine, just fine.
Ruth, so here are the suggestions. One is you could contact your roofing company and say, hey, I am concerned. I don't know if you have done that yet. And overall, the general consensus is it might be like a dead mouse. So we had a texter that said, hey, it might be a dead mouse. And then we had Igor, your theory is also maybe a dead animal, dead mouse.
Possibly. You know, we had a client years ago where there was this odd smell. Nobody could figure out what it is. We got called in because they thought that there was something going on with their floor.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh, sorry. Dave, can you boost him up?
He's as boosted as I can boost
him. Boost.
All right, how about now, Ruth? Can you hear better?
No, it's really not that much better. I'll try to hear you.
All right. Okay. Well, you got something dead in your house.
We think it may be a dead animal to maybe investigate a little bit.
Can you hear me?
So it sounds like either the roofing company, you could call them, they could pop their head in the attic, kind of see what might be going on, make sure that you don't have a leak, or it could be a rodent of some kind that has deceased, and overall, I mean, you're not going to open up your wall for something like that, so just over time, the smell will dissipate.
Right.
Yep. Right. Or you could call Realtor and sell your house.
The fact that, you know, like in the summer and rainy days and so forth, I didn't notice it. It was just within the last couple of weeks, as I said, when it got so cold.
But then we're going to say an animal. Animal looking for sanctuary.
For
warmth. Yeah. Yes. That does make sense.
Yeah, looking for a nice warm place.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
But good news is,
if you stay on the line and hold, you could get a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And may the memory of that animal that died in Ruth's house in Peru be an eternal memory. 312-981-7200. Bill from Chicago.
I got a question to ask. You know, you mentioned a while ago the explosion of the house in, I forget what suburb it was.
Oswego, I believe.
Yeah. Right, where the two people died. You know, they got carbon dioxide detectors and smoke detectors. They don't manufacture a gas leak detector, do they, that you can mount? Because, you know, they were probably asleep, and who knows, they could have passed out from the smell of the gas. They could have unconscious, and the thing blew up finally. I mean, don't they manufacture some kind of gas detector? I know you can smell the gas because they put that additive in it to make it smell.
Correct.
Right. I don't understand why they don't. You know, like the radon guy there, they ought to get their manufacturer to figure out some way to make a gas detector.
No, that's an amazing, amazing idea there. I'm not sure that they carry something like that, but with today's technology, maybe Google it, not to sound evasive.
Right, I was just curious. I just because you had mentioned and it dawned on me.
So they do make them. So it looks like a Denova. There's a First Alert plugin. They do make them. So
they do?
Yeah, they really do. They're obviously bad at marketing because none of us know that.
Yeah, because I've never heard of them.
Neither have I, sir.
I never heard of them.
Yeah, neither have I, Bill. But they do make them. Are they good? Are they not good? I don't know. That's almost a Lou Manfredini question of, hey,
right, because I know you can put soap. You can put soapy water or dishwasher soap or something around a pipe, and if it bubbles, you know it's leaking. But,
correct.
I mean, that's an old thing from years ago.
Yes, it is.
Bill, our guy Patrick found some information for you that we're going to put you on hold and share with you off air. But thanks for calling and hang on for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning product. You've got a PSA, Igor. You wanted to announce something, my friend?
Yeah. So one of the calls that we get a lot this time of the year, David, is, you know, with all the salt everybody's trekking in, nobody really is cleaning their floors as often as they should, in our opinion. And so what happens is you get this like white haze across the entire floor. Not only is it unsightly, but it's also very acidic. And if you allow it to sit on the surface of the floor, what generally happens is it actually starts to break down the coatings and break down the polyurethanes. So cleaning floors more often this time of the year is more critical than it would be in the warmer months. And so one of the things to do is you can vacuum the floor if you have salt pellets or ice melt on the surface of the floor. You can vacuum that up. But then we strongly recommend cleaning it with a pH neutral cleaning product. Our product is fantastic. As your listeners know,
yes.
Spray and wipe, very, very easy. It'll actually break through and break down a lot of that salt residue. But it's very important to not think that a shiny floor is a clean floor. So if you're using products that leave your floor shiny or artificially shiny, they're actually coating the floor and actually wearing down the coatings even quicker. So the PSA here is keep your floors clean, clean more often, and use a pH neutral cleaning product.
Texter from the 630 at 1129, Benny. Enough with the Mylanta comments. So because of that, we're going to play this. Go ahead, Ben.
Let's review.
I already got 5 pages of text messages here, Jeremy.
Do you think your Mylanta will let you read all those?
A third of them are home remedies for gastrointestinal challenges.
Perfect.
Yep. Bob Surratt woke up with I got. He'd be out a week.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Especially for you, 630. You're welcome. Here's a remedy.
Yeah.
Hope you're feeling better, David. Try herbal tea with a splash of whiskey.
Yeah, you're not a big drinker, but I like that idea.
I like that idea.
Yeah,
I like skip it. The herbal tea.
Sure. Maybe.
Oh, my toe hurts. Sure. Oh, there you go. All right, 312-981. Hi, Jeremy, David, everyone. I'm listening to you every Saturday from Dallas, Texas.
There okay. You go.
Awesome. All right, online. How can I get paint off my outdoor patio without a big mess with the power washer? There are 2 coats of Rust-Oleum patio paint that didn't last in our heat. I want to get it down to just concrete. David, you refinanced me years ago in Algonquin. Love you. Thanks, Beth.
So didn't last 2 years without a pressure washer. And if you want to get it down, here's the problem.
Texas.
Okay. Texas.
Okay.
The problem is that like normal chemical strippers nowadays are just not, they're just not that awesome, right? Mm-hmm. We passed a law, VOCs, nevertheless, you can try a soy-based product. Let me find it right here. It's not bad. It is, give me 1 second, Blue Bear, and it's a coatings removal. You can find it online. So far, that's probably the best. You're probably still going to have to pressure wash. You might even need a grinder, which isn't ideal. But try that first. You could leave it on, set it and forget it, and see what comes off. It's still going to be some scraping. There's still instructions, right? There's still some work involved. There's some elbow grease.
Is that a pro job or a do-it-yourself job?
You could do it yourself.
Okay.
You know, anything, right? Try it. It depends on your ability, capacity, but I would recommend it. I wouldn't do it in the summertime in Texas. I would do it when it's, you know, not 100 and some degrees outside. I don't know what their weather. They got some snow.
Yeah, they actually got some cold. Yeah, so, they got some ice.
Probably wait until like early spring. Try it. If it works, you could always text us pictures, and we got a team of painters, technology, and a bunch of fun stuff that we could try to come up with a solution for you.
Build upon, thank you for that great tip. Yeah. Jessica, this built upon what you were saying earlier. I had a water leak under my dishwasher that I didn't know was happening. Mm-hmm. It's not the first time you've heard that, or the 400th time you've heard that. I called State Farm, who I paid to cover my property for 30 years. They don't cover that because I should have known that it was happening, according to this texter. Huh.
Yeah. One of the major things that I highly recommend when you are going to file a claim with your insurance is that you do not use the words, it's been happening for a long time, right? Because they're going to view it as negligence of taking care of a problem. So when I am working with a customer, I always just recommend, I would just call and say, hey, I just noticed there was a bunch of water around my dishwasher and now it's damaged my floor. And if you paint it in that type of frame, you should get covered. You have to be very careful with how you explain what's happening, yes, to the insurance company, because they're going to try to find, they're going to find ways to try to get out of covering, you know. And but we're happy to help with
phone
that
number.
Type of stuff.
Phone number for
847-865-5664.
I just had somebody call me this week who had a check from an escrow refund check that they just found. It was over 180 days. They went to cash it for $8,000. And they couldn't cash it. So I said, call up the servicer and say, it just showed up and you want them to reissue the check, right? You know, just reissue the check because you can't cash it. So it's really that simple. You just call up. It's called customer service.
Yeah.
Right? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Last leg of the show coming up here. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGM. All right, we got two rookies, which means two of them are singing, Dave and Jessica. So let's go around the horn and everybody say goodbye. Dave, your nugget of knowledge on the way out. We'll sing later. What would you like everybody to know about Radon Man?
Okay. We feel like
this isn't a trick question. This was to say goodbye.
See you later. Thanks for having me.
Leave us with the nugget of knowledge.
Okay. Please test your house for radon. In Naperville anyway, one of every two homes that is tested is elevated. Please call the Radon Man, 630-357-9474. And thanks again for having me.
Thanks for coming. Jessica, a nugget of knowledge, yes, from Aloha Restoration.
Yes, thank you very much for having me on the show. I'm excited to be a part of it. Please keep us in mind for anything having to do with water damage, mold, or fire damage. For those of you out there that have recently experienced a water loss and, you know, you're in that next phase of having to rebuild everything and get everything approved with your insurance company, please give us a call. It'll either be myself or my other colleague that comes out to do those inspections and work with you and make sure that you're getting covered and your house back to how it should be.
Phone number again.
847-865-5664.
Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, nugget of knowledge, my friend, on the way out the door.
It's always great to be with you, David. It's fantastic to be on this show. What a fantastic panel that you've always assembled for
this
all the listeners.
I'm President Trump cabinet.
I'm just telling you how I feel. You know, being a panelist is one thing, but learning from these other professionals is fantastic. I want everyone to make sure that they're watching their humidity in their homes, and maybe just as important or maybe more important, maintenance, right? We want to make sure that you're getting that salt off the floor. Use a pH-neutral cleaner like the Mr. Floor family lineup of cleaners. Go to MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN. To try the cleaning products. They'll do a fantastic job. They'll extend the life of your floors, get that salt off. And again, just wishing everybody a nice rest of the weekend and stay warm.
Phone number one more time.
And our phone number directly is 847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com.
And Mazel Tov again on you and your family immigrating from Russia 46 years ago yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Igor.
Not Igor. Yeah.
Can't pull that off.
I cannot. You're 100%. I don't know enough about floors, really, in all fairness.
And in all due respect, Igor can't pull that look off.
That's true.
I just don't have enough up top.
Yeah,
all.
I get it. I understand.
Jeremy Hogel, MegaPros. Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
I like the thank you, right? So thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our customers. We're always here to help. You could give us a call, text our main number. If you have questions, concerns about your home, any idiosyncrasies, whatever it is, we're there to help.
All right. So this is the part of the show where all the rookies sing. It's
the best.
It's a new segment that thanks to Joel Spencer came up with. So
We're going to give each one of you 30 seconds to shine, Dave. We extended it. So you got 30 seconds. Dave likes to stretch things out, even though he's not allowed to. So I'm going to cut him off at 30 seconds.
That's fine.
All right, Dave. So 3, 2, 1, go.
I want to tell you about a very special man I know. There's a man who leads a life of danger, greater than 4 picocuries per liter. He's no stranger. With every job he takes, he gets in and mitigates.
More energy.
Odds are there will be no radon left tomorrow. He's the radon man. Yes, the radon man. Well, he's dedicated to serve you. Radon reduction's his claim to fame.
Okay, well done.
Nice.
Let him go.
Pretty good.
He was good. He was on a roll.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
He's got his own song.
I know.
That's phenomenal.
I can't cut off his own song.
Fantastic.
As much as I wanted to.
I got more.
We know.
Mic 3 is off. All right. So Jessica rolls in here. She's like, I'm not singing. I'm like, yes, you are. She's like, oh, I only do rap. I'm like, all right, so let's do rap. So we got our first rapper.
I love it.
Let's do it.
You got two bars.
Everybody knows I'm a numb, right? Lose yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so hang on. We're going to
get the music.
Are you going to put it on?
Oh, yeah, we got to put the music on.
We're a professional organization here.
Yeah!
This is WGN Radio, 100-year legacy station.
It's a long lead.
All right, Benny, go. Nice. Go ahead, Ben.
You got to go. You're going to wait.
Bring it.
His palms are sweaty,
louder.
Knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous,
but not this.
You guys are messing me up. But it's called forgetting. What he wrote down.
Keep going.
I don't like this.
Let's go.
I need an instrumental.
Everybody's choking.
Come on, Jeremy.
Clocks run out. Time's up. Over. Plows.
I didn't know he was going to be in the background. I was expecting me to steal the show here. Just my voice.
Well, you crashed and burned at the beginning. You had to come in.
I did. Sorry, guys.
All right. Well, you want to give out your phone number again?
No, I think I'm done. 847-865-5664.
All right, this is the last time she's going to cancel her.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
No, I'll be back.
She's just going to show up on Lou's show. Right. Lou doesn't make me sing, you know.
This is so stupid.
Rookie no more.
This is so ridiculous. I'll never do this again. Well, you don't have to. You're right? You passed the test.
Yeah, you did it one time.
Thank you, guys.
Good job.
Nice. All right. You guys are great.
If you want to give us a call during the week, 855-563-20. We got, look at them. Like,
I know, we do have
pages
tons
of text.
Yeah.
I tried to get to all of them. I promised to call everybody during the week, including the people that hate my guts. If you want to reach me during the week, it's 855-563-2843, 855-563-2843. That project that I went to in Wakanda, not in Waukegan.
There you go.
North Mark Homes, starting at, 369 on up. They're beautiful homes. Two-bed, two-bath, three-bed, three-bath. Just trying to help developers, encourage developers to build.
Absolutely.
So we can bring on more.
That's good.
More stock.
They also bring housing prices down. Thank goodness.
Boom!
Right? Wouldn't that be phenomenal?
You understand that.
Yeah. It'd be so great.
Yeah, the trustees and the board in Northbrook doesn't understand
Oh,
that.
Well, that's weird.
Okay, yeah. So
common sense.
Supply and demand.
It's so weird.
Yep. Econ 101.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. So let's build more. If you're a developer and would like my help, give me a call. I'd love to help you promote your product so we could get our listeners in there that are interested in buying homes, and I'll help them finance it. All right. If you want to give me a call, 855-563-2843 or 56david.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next weekend. Stay warm, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Dave Massa from Radon Reduction Systems and Mr. Floor Igor Morak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.